Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hello and welcome into another episode of the Believe in Ohio State Football podcast. My name is Tim Tully. I'm your host. Back to talk a little Buckeyes and Spartans. Big game, probably the biggest game of the year so far for Ohio State and the beginning of the postseason for them. If they're able to go ahead and rip off some wins here, I believe it would be five in a row. What'd it take? You win a national championship. That's what's in front of you. So we're going to take a look at what Michigan State has to offer against Ohio State. Maybe take a peek at the maize and blue as well. And if you're looking forward to getting into some college football action, 2 weeks of college football, really good stuff, rivalry week next week, and some really big games this week, there's only one place to get in on the action, and that's betonline.ag. Head to the new updated desktop or mobile website for BetAG Online to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, 5-0. To receive your bonus from basketball, football, NHL, boxing, UFC, right to your favorite casino games. Don't wait until 2022 for all the amazing offers on betonline.ag. It's the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports. And since we're talking about your favorite sports, let's get right into it. Ohio State and Michigan State, a top 10 battle. Ohio State's first top 10 battle this year. We thought that game against Penn State was going to be, but you know, they fell down in the rankings after their loss to Illinois. And you know, whatever happened there, right? It's been all year we've been looking at the three top teams in the Big Ten, and maybe for a little bit Iowa was in consideration as being a step above the rest, Michigan, Michigan State, and Ohio State. But, you know, and maybe this is coming from a scarlet seat, but, and then you're thinking, there's a shelf of Michigan State, Michigan, and then there's another shelf above that Ohio State sits on. Well, similar to when we see this every year, right? These two back-to-back games at the end of the season, Michigan State, Michigan. We know the challenges out there for Ohio State, and I think it's really interesting as a viewer to watch how they're going to handle this, right? They've had their loss, and even if they had beat Oregon, they probably still need to win both these games to make it into the playoff. I don't think that Oregon loss weighs on them any more or less, just the way that the college football landscape has played out. If they win their next three games, being Michigan State, Michigan, and the Big Ten Championship, Ohio State will be in the playoff, and they'll probably be the number two or number three team in the playoff. Michigan State's coming in this weekend with very similar goals, right? If they win their next two games, they go to the Big Ten Championship, and they get to play to go into the playoff. Do we think they're that level of a team? I don't know, really. I wish I could tell you, you know, Michigan State has this here, and I just don't see it with Michigan State. And I do think they're going to be able to attack Ohio State this weekend on offense. I think we're going to be watching this chess game, and there was a great piece on The Athletic about Michigan State's offense versus Ohio State's kind of new-look defense, and I do think there's a lot of good points with, you know, the running back Walker, who's absolutely outstanding. He should have a seat in New York for the dinner for Heisman or on Zoom, however they're going to do it going forward. But he's been one of the best players in the country over for Michigan State, and you saw the way he was able to take over games against Maryland and Michigan. When that player is on, it's going to be a problem. And Ohio State had a ton of problems stopping Oregon running the ball when they were running single high and they were trying to load the box but weren't getting a lot of push. I think the defensive line has really progressed since then, but we haven't seen Ohio State play a top-tier talent since Oregon. Even looking at kind of all their big games, Penn State had no interest in running the ball. They haven't played a team since Oregon that is, you know, set up and saying, we are going to run the ball. We're going to run it right at you. Even that first game of the year when they were playing against Minnesota, Ibrahim, you know, until he got hurt, he was running all over them. So you certainly have to wonder what Ohio State is going to do to combat the rushing attack of Michigan State. And they're not just a one-head pony, right? They have a great offensive attack as well. They might be able to get Naylor back this week, which would be huge, right? To be able to add that dynamic. They can throw downfield, they can run. And it's really going to test the patience of Ohio State's defense and see what they're going to do schematically, right? They could stick with what they've been doing the last couple weeks with a two-deep shell, running everybody in front and just saying, you know, you're going to be able to go up and down the field if you want, but we're going to play bend but don't break. We're going to keep everything in front of you, and we're going to try to limit the big plays as much as possible. And we've seen them have really good success with that the last handful of weeks. But Michigan State is probably the best offense they've seen in a while. The reason that, you know, you worry about teams like this, particularly teams with great running backs, is when you're, you know, facing off in your Ohio State, you don't want to have to press from the start. That being said, if they can get into a basketball game with Michigan State tomorrow, I think they're in really good shape, right? If you are looking at C.J. Stroud, you know, if you can get a couple touchdowns early, if you can get running, Michigan State is not going to be able to lean on the run as much. And even if it's two touchdowns and whatnot, if you're forcing them into long drives and forcing them to go up and down the field all the way, no big explosive plays, there's not really a team that can beat Ohio State if the defense is executing correctly in that regard. When you think of Ohio State and when you think of this weekend, two, you could say, okay, well, maybe they're looking ahead of themselves, right? Maybe they're looking towards Michigan. Fortunately, you know, Michigan State is, they're on the radar, right? They beat Michigan. They're not somebody you're going to be able to overlook, and I certainly don't expect Ohio State to come out flat and come out kind of lame. I do think they're going to be able to put up a really good fight quick. I think they're going to be live. I think they're going to be ready to go. You know, the spread for the game is 19 points at most books right now. It's crazy. I mean, this is a top 10 battle, and it's a 19-point spread. 68.5 is the total. I think we're going to be able to flirt with that, right? What's that divided by 2? That's Ohio State 42, Michigan State 28. That's 70, right? That's over. I think the over, I mean, I'm 3-0 on giving out overs on this show. I think that's definitely one to look at. Maybe even tease it with Michigan to cover against Maryland. You get 6 points each way. That could be a way to get the odds in your favor as well. Number 5 versus number 7 in the AP, but of course, both teams a little bit higher in the college football pool. Ohio State at number 4, Michigan State, I believe, at 7 as well. What, you know, and people were asking Mel Tucker this week and saying, you know, when you look at your program, is this the measuring stick game, right? Are you trying to see how you stack up against Ohio State and going forward? And he kind of shook that off. He said, no, you know, we're the standard. We want to play up to our standard, and especially after what happened to Michigan State last year against Ohio State. I mean, they have something to prove, right? They're coming out with some serious revenge, with a serious chip on their shoulder. But, you know, everybody who swings at Ohio State swings like that. Everybody swings in like, we got to do this and we got to, you know, get through it. Michigan State hasn't covered the spread in 7 of their last 8 games against top 10 teams. So that's something to think about. And their last 8 road games have all gone under. That's something to think about, right? They haven't traveled. They haven't been able to score on the road. Last year when they played, Ohio State beat them 52-12. And granted, that was a different team, right? That was a different Michigan State team. But that was a 22.5-point spread. Ohio State covered against them in 2019. They covered in 2018. They covered in 2017. Michigan State, of course, you know, getting that win, or Michigan State covering in 2016, 17-16. That was a wild game, terrible weather, windy game up in East Lansing. Ohio State stopped the two-point conversion to win that one. But the Buckeyes have covered 4 years in a row, and they've covered significant spreads against Michigan State. 18 points in 17, only 3 points in 18, but they won by 20. 19.5 in 19, and 22.5 last year. They've covered all of them. Last year went over, the other four have or the four prior all went under. Just some things to think about when you're thinking about betonline.ag and you're thinking about getting involved in the game here. Michigan State, their last couple weeks, they've put up some points. They scored 40 against Maryland. They only scored 29 against Purdue. Ohio State had no problem with Purdue, put them away very fast. 37 against Michigan, and that was a wild game, right? It was 30 to 13 or something like that at one point. It was a big, you know, there's a big spread there. Indiana only 20 points. Rutgers only 31 points, which is kind of crazy, but dude, only 31 points. And then 48 points against Western Kentucky at the beginning of October. They've shown they can score. Only a couple games where they've scored in the 40s. I think they've had three games where they've scored more than 40 points. Ohio State's scoring more than 40 almost every week right now, right? Their team total over every week is like 40, 41 points. Last week they scored 59. Nebraska and Penn State only 33 and 26, but 54, 66, 52, 59, 41, 28, 45. They're scoring some serious points. And whoever they're going to play, Ohio State is going to have success offensively moving the ball. It's all about, can they slow down Michigan State? What can they do to make the game as quick as possible, right? If Michigan State's able to make this a long game and it starts to feel like, you know, how that start of the Penn State game, you were kind of nauseous about it because you're like, what is, at some point, like, we got to get going. Like, at some point, it's got to get going. If Michigan State can get on Ohio State quick, you know, maybe score a touchdown and start running the ball, get a stop and then run, and then next thing you know, there's 5 minutes left in the second quarter and it's 14-3 or something like that. That's Michigan State's recipe, right? They're not going to be able to come out and play basketball with Ohio State. Of course, if they were playing basketball, they probably had a better odds, but they can't play the shootout game with Ohio State. It's not sustainable for them. They're going to have to hit on some big plays. They're going to have to run. They're going to have to control and take selective shots, especially if Ohio State's offense is rolling. If Ohio State's offense is rolling, they're going to have to do everything they can to have long drives where they score. If you give C.J. Stroud and that offense 8, 9, 10 drives, they're going to score on 5 or 6 of them. If you give them more than that, they're going to score, right? They score once every 10 plays, and they average 60-something plays a game. You have to find a way to, you know, Ohio State's winning margin as well, 29.5 this season. They're allowing about the same amount of points per game. Ohio State allowing 20, Michigan State allowing 22, but the Buckeyes scoring 46.5 per Michigan State 34.5, which is still really, really good numbers, right? That's a very, very good lineup that you're looking at this season. Michigan State too, 7-2-1 against the spread. How is that going to travel? 4-1 against the spread on the road too, or 4-1 on the road. So if we're looking at kind of the way the public likes this game, right, the public is certainly leaning on Michigan State right now for that line. The reason I think that, you know, Ohio State, I do think they have something to prove. I do think this is one of the chip on their shoulder games. I think if they win, they're going to win by a margin, right? I don't see Ohio State kind of grinding through this game. I think if it's a grindy game, I think they're in trouble, right? I think things start to flip towards Michigan State winning that game if it gets ugly, if it gets, you know, grimy, where, you know, there's a turnover early and then Michigan State gets a short field and runs one in for a touchdown. Next thing you know, it's 14-0, and then you got to kind of slog your way back in. Ohio State doesn't want to do that, right? They want to play fast. They want to get the ball in the air. They want to hit Trevion Henderson, run all day, and get, you know, big explosive plays. If Michigan State can limit those explosive plays, if Michigan State can keep, you know, Ohio State in front of them, both on the scoreboard and on the chains, right, to a point where they have to start thinking defensively, does Ohio State come down from too deep, right? Are they running on you? Do you have to load the box? And then do you give single coverage on the outside? Now, Michigan State had a lot of success against man coverage against Maryland, but, you know, I know this isn't Georgia's defense for Ohio State, but they've turned into a pretty good unit. I don't hate their chances, you know, playing man with a single high safety if they have to, right? If it gets to a point where it's a passing game, I think you're going to have more success if Michigan State is passing the ball than if they're running the ball. So if you can try to take away the run, make them make big plays, make them beat you, and you know what? If they score 28 points, that's fine because you're going to score 42. You just cannot have the big explosive plays, cannot have the big mistakes, the big turnovers, the penalties, and any weirdness, right? Ruggles hasn't missed a kick all season. I know I got some buddies who were like, I hope he just misses one in the first quarter of one of these games so he's not perfect anymore. You know, maybe stuff goes weird in the special teams game. That's the thing where when you think about upsets, and if you even look at like the NFL, right, when the Patriots win an upset game now, I'm trying to think about, you know, one this year, even when they fought close with Dallas, they fought close with Tampa Bay, there's always a little something that can shift the game, right? Some kind of special teams play or some kind of, you know, they figure something out defensively to slow you down. And Ohio State has had that advantage in a lot of these Big Ten games, right? They've had the special team spark. They've had the turnover spark. I mean, they haven't lost a Big Ten game since they lost at Purdue. That's crazy. I mean, you know, in 3-4 years. So they've had the upper hand, and they've had the trump card in these Big Ten games, and I don't see anything really alarming enough that would make you think it's going to swing in the other direction. I think there's just too much on the line for Ohio State. They're definitely not going to come out flat. I think not having Harry Miller this week is going to be a bit concerning, you know, not having that depth on the offensive line, but, you know, it's... There are 10 refrigerators that could work their way into that lineup, and with the other guys by them, you know, they're huge humans. They're huge humans. I don't think having kind of, you know, being down one of your guys, you know, okay, next up, or you have the depth, and he wasn't going to have, you know, that big of a role in this certain situation or whatnot, right? I think Ohio State's going to be able to run. I think they're going to be able to move the ball and kind of get Michigan State uncomfortable early. And if you can get Michigan State away from running the ball, start making them try to force stuff downfield, then you're allowed to drop and make them throw on you. You know, if you can, you know, play aggressive, stop the run early, hopefully there's no big shots, you're able to maintain those, maybe get a sack, maybe get something, you know, early, then you play a little, you know, play, keep it in front of you and say, all right, you're going to have to go all the way down the field without making a mistake, because our offense is going to score going the other way. So if you start, you know, to put them in a situation where you're up in a basketball sense, right, when you start forcing them to shoot threes when they're not comfortable and the only way they're doing it is they're saying, well, we have to because they're going to get two coming back. So we have to start making these little gains. If you can get Michigan State uncomfortable, if you can get them thinking in that regard, I think it's going to be really successful for Ohio State. And I think there's a lot of pressure on Michigan State right now, right? They beat Michigan. You know, they had the loss coming after that. And now you're kind of like, you know, it's wonky, right? Tucker signs the big extension, or he's going to get the big extension. That's what people are talking about this week. You know, Michigan State is a little mad. They're ranked behind Michigan. They feel like they need the big win. They need to let it go. And I think that's the college football playoff setting up Michigan for the drop if they were to lose to Ohio State, which I think is probably going to be in the realm of possibilities. I think that's a double-digit spread. It hasn't been out yet, but I would imagine, right, that's going to be 10.5 Ohio State favor, maybe a little bit more. This weekend, though, I do think it is going to be a little sloppy. You know, I do see Michigan State, you know, giving them a hard time in the first half, similar to Penn State, but I think Ohio State's going to explode kind of in the back end rather than, you know, just sludging along and staying just in front. I think it's going to be close. I think Michigan State covers the first half, and then Ohio State blows the tarp off in the second half and really lets loose. I do see them starting out hot, but I do think Michigan State is going to have some success running the ball early. Ohio State may have to, you know, shift some things up on defense, or may have to come in with some different looks before settling down. But I think, you know, it could be one of those games kind of like Penn State where it takes Stroud a little bit to get comfortable and then fires away. So I think Ohio State and Michigan State are both going to kind of lean on that run early, try to get comfortable, and then take off. I don't love giving 18.5 points away. Especially to a team that's 7-2-1 against the spread this season. So I don't know how much I love that. I think if you were going to take Ohio State, if you did some kind of like same game teaser where you took six points to get you down to 13 points, and then you take the over on the other half of that, get that down to 62.5. I love that more than I love Ohio State covering that 18.5. So I would take that. I think the over is also a nice play. If you can get it around 68.5, I'm not giving it the kind of lock approval I've given in the past couple weeks, just because I'm not so sure that Michigan State is going to abandon the run early enough. You know, I think they're going to stick with it, and maybe they're down 21-10, and then it stretches out, and then they're playing catch up just too late to kind of keep the pace. Close games breed overs. I just don't see this game being particularly close. But I do think Ohio State is going to put up 40-45 points. So if you think Michigan State is capable of scoring 3 touchdowns and a field goal, then I think the over is in your play. But if you're looking at the kind of the implied totals there, That's going to be real tight. I just don't think you're going to have the luxury of leaning on kind of a late score to push you through, or, you know, when anybody needs the score. But we've seen Ohio State get explosive at the end of those games. So I certainly wouldn't take the under, but I can't give my lock approval. I like the over best of the picks you can take in this game. And I like Ohio State, you know, winning by 14 points. I like a final score of something like 45 to 31. In this game, which certainly satisfies the over. So if you are, you know, trying to get in that way, I think Ohio State scoring 45 is a pretty good bet. I really think they're going to be able to score. I think they're going to capitalize on a Michigan State turnover, maybe get a special teams or a defensive touchdown after kind of being a sluggish first half. Maybe you get out of the first half like 14 to 10, you know, 9 to 7, something weird like that, and then explode in the second half. So I'm going Ohio State, you know, I'll add a little bit. I'm going 48-31 final in this game. That's over. That's just under covering the game. And we will be back early next week to talk about the Michigan Wolverines. Hopefully going to bring some friends on for that one. Talk about some Ohio State Michigan games of the past and riff a little bit about what that victory this, you know, this weekend, if Ohio State's able to get that win, what that means for going forward. I mean, kind of the power shift in the Big Ten. Is, you know, Michigan still that number two? Is Michigan State the two? A lot to get into, but excited for this week of football and excited to hear from you on the other side of this one. So that'll do it for this week. Thanks to our sponsors, betonline.ag. I'm Tim Tully. Thanks for listening to the Believe in Ohio State Football podcast.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.